Welcome to the Urban Guru Cafe. This week, the speaker is Jay Krishnamurti.
Seeing. Seeing without the conditioning is the essence of freedom. I see a snake and I react instantly. Now, that reaction is cultivated because I've been told from childhood, be careful. Don't go near it. It's poisonous, deadly. It'll kill you. So the memory of what has been taught to me reacts the moment it sees a snake. There is a conditioned reflex. Can I look at myself, whatever I am, without that conditioning, which is just to observe and not try to run away from it, call it ugly, beautiful, I must not, I must suppress it, I must transform it, but just observe what I am. If I see without any movement of thought what I am, in that perception there is the freedom from what I am. That freedom is not a reaction. When you look at those mountains in the clouds, you can't do anything about it. You might wish it was a beautiful day, but you can wish, you can long for it, but it's not a beautiful day. It's a cloudy day. So you see it and let it alone. You neither accept it nor reject it. Just you see it. In the same way, if you can look at yourself, say, I can't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
wanting to do something about it has been the conditioning of education, conditioning of our religious sanctions, the conditioning of our parents, and so on and so on. So we are conditioned to do something about what I see in myself. And to uncondition myself from what I am is called freedom. But it is not freedom. It's only an opposite of what I am. Education has conditioned us, society, and that society is my activity. Therefore, the collective is me, and I am the collective, and that has conditioned us. Society being the culture, the religion, the various accumulated knowledge and so on, all that obviously has conditioned me. Knowledge, therefore, has its place. But knowledge will never give you freedom. I think it is very important to understand what freedom is, not as an opposite to restraint. If there was no restraint, would you be free? If you did what you wanted to do, would you be free? And can you do what you want to do in this world at all? Is freedom an opposite? Is freedom something born out of the roots of the opposite? This freedom, which is the opposite of bondage, that freedom has its roots in bondage, therefore it's not free. Freedom in itself cannot possibly be understood unless we go into the question of being free from. Is freedom something from fear, from pain, from some idiotic notion or belief or conclusion? Or is there a freedom per se in itself? The way he looks at the world and the way he looks at himself. He looks at the world from a personal point of view, from a belief, a conclusion, from the various forms of propaganda, conditioning that has been imposed upon him from childhood. That is, how he looks at the world and how he looks at himself. In that, there is a bondage, a conditioning. So, can he look at the world and at himself? Because the world is himself, and himself is the world. Can he look at himself without this conditioning imposed or self-created? What is freedom, which is not an opposite, which is not something which the mind has created as a reaction from restriction? The known is the area in which we function. The known is the past, and we live in the past. It's highly respectable to live in the past, and that respectability is most destructive, because it's part of tradition, part of family, for the whole business. So we must really find out what we mean by that word, freedom, not only according to the dictionary, but deeply, much beyond the word. Thank you.
Urban Guru Cafe is produced in Australia.